Perashat Vayishlach. Perashat Vayishlach, we read about the bout that took place between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, which was the angel of Esav. And Yaakov Avinu gets wounded in the Gida Nasheh, in his leg, and he walks away limping. And the Pasuk then writes that Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, that the next morning the sun rose for him. So the Gemara tells a story. Gemara says Rabban Gamliel was once walking to buy an animal for his son's wedding. He was going to buy food, meat, for the Saudah. And on the way, the students that were escorting him asked him this question: what does it mean by Yizrach lo Hashemesh, that the sun rose for him? Well, it only rose for Yaakov, the sun rose for the entire world. And the Rabban Gamliel answered, Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, that the sun rose for him, meaning it healed him. He walked away limping from the fight, but the next morning the sun rose for him, meaning there was a benefit specifically to Yaakov by the sun rising. But I saw from the rabbi called Darkei Musar, he says, why does the Gemara have to tell us this superfluous information when this Hiddush was said? You know, the rabbi was on the way to the butcher, to the marketplace, to buy an ox for his son's wedding. What's that have to do with the Hiddush? So he says it teaches us two things. Number one, how much the rabbis learned, which means the rabbis only didn't focus on their studying when they were sitting in the Beit Midrash, but even when they were out in the marketplace, even they were out in the streets, their minds were always thinking of questions on the parasha, questions on the halakha, and that was the conversation. You shouldn't think our rabbis limited their learning only when they were in the four walls of the yeshiva. And that's a very important lesson for us. The pasuk says, "Ulechtecha baderech," that not only do you have to learn when you're at home, but you have to learn "Ulechtecha baderech" when you're out on the road. And that's what the Gemara is trying to tell you, that this great Hiddush explaining a Pasuk in the Torah was not said in the yeshiva, it was said in the marketplace. But there's another lesson to be learned. We wouldn't expect to see Rabban Gamliel, who was the chief rabbi and president of Am Yisrael, we wouldn't expect to see him in the marketplace haggling with a animal salesman trying to buy an ox. Just think for yourself. You saw the chief rabbi of Israel in a market walking with a sheep in his hand or a goat. You'd say, what are you doing? It's beneath your dignity. You don't belong over here. What is Rabban Gamliel doing? The explanation the Gemara might be coming to say is that the rabbis looked at buying this ox, since it was for a wedding, that's considered Seudat Mitzvah. And therefore there's no difference between this ox than an Etrog. Would any of us be shocked if we saw a rabbi in an Etrog store picking out an Etrog? Of course not. This is a Mitzvah. Or would we be shocked if we saw him in the bookstore picking out Sefarim, or in the market picking out Tefillin? Of course not. This is a Mitzvah. To the rabbi, this ox over here is considered not less than a pair of Tefillin, and not less than an Etrog, and not less than a Sefer, because he's using it for Seudat Mitzvah, for a Hatan. And therefore, on the contrary, it was their dignity to do such things. And from here you learn a lesson: nobody should be too proud to be involved in doing these errands when they come from mitzvot. Rabban Gamliel was a very wealthy man. He had a lot of servants. He could have sent somebody to go buy the ox. I'm sure he had better things to do, but Rabban Gamliel went himself. No one should say, well, it's beneath my dignity, I'm going to go get involved, I'll send the shaliach, I'll send my servant, I'll send somebody else to do it. If Rabban Gamliel was able to do this himself, all the more so how much we should involve ourselves in the mitzvot. It's not buying an ox, it's buying a mitzvah. And therefore, on the contrary, it's not beneath his kavod. This is his kavod, because he's serving Borei Olam. Friday errands would be the same. When one goes to the store on Friday, this is not regular purchasing. Even though a person says, I should go to the supermarket, I never go to the supermarket. I'm a rich man, I'm a chashuv man, I'm an important man. I don't walk into the store. If the bank can walk into the animal farm to buy an animal, so we could walk into the market on Friday to buy halot for Shabbat or to buy some wine. It is our dignity because we're serving Borei Olam. And that might be the two lessons of this Gemara. Number one, they learned at all times, even when they were in the market. And number two, they did not put their honor in the way of serving Borei Olam.